New Every Morning by Anne Purser. The recording of this book has been supported by the Ranmore Charitable Trust.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. New every morning is the love our wakening and uprising prove, through sleep and darkness safely brought, restored to life and power and thought. The slight figure of a young woman stood in the early morning light, one hand on her hip and the other shading her eyes, looking over the village spread out before her. She had crept out of her husband's bed without waking him, silently left the house, warning the old sheepdog to be quiet, and vanished through the field behind the big barn and up into the woods. At the top of the rutted track, she had stopped and turned and now gazed in awe at the scene before her. The sun was just up, and its refracted rays had bathed everything they touched with an unearthly rosy glow. The air itself had turned pink. A cluster of old stone houses, usually the mellow ochre of ironstone, burned richly red. The young woman's delighted gaze took in the squat church tower with its four crumbling pinnacles, the sharply pitched outline of the village school, and the many-chimneyed roof of the hall, all transformed by the same fiery light. She smiled a little, took a deep breath and relaxed, sitting down cross-legged on the cold ground. It was scarcely possible, she thought, that so much had happened in such a short time. She looked around the panorama of Round Ringford, spread out so picturesquely before her, and reflected on a community.